We are recording. It's here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to my brand new free live masterclass. You guys know I love a good live masterclass. It's one of my favorite ways to support you guys, connect with you, and just gather here together with a shared intention. And I have been so inspired, and I've had so much energy moving through me over the last couple weeks leading up to, at least where I am in the world, the spring equinox. And I think most of you are on the same, you know, hemisphere as me. But shout out to everyone who just entered fall. But regardless, it's like those times of these big transitions in the year, I feel them so deeply. And I'm so grateful for that because I really think that, you know, life is here to support us. These energies are here to support us. And so it really behooves us to tune into it and utilize the energy. It just makes things easier when we tap into it. And to me, this energy has really been about clearing out, like, what is the dead weight you've been carrying around? What are the paradigms or rules or constructs or situations that you just have no more tolerance for in your life? And that is a really, really, really powerful place to be, to tune into that and acknowledge that and move forward accordingly, right? And so for those of you who follow me on Instagram, I shared a lot about this over the last week or so, and I ended up removing over 3,000 followers on Instagram. And I didn't have a huge audience there, but it was, you know, I had 5,600 or something. So to remove over half of the people there is a big deal, just for context. That's like over 50% of my audience there on that platform. I removed, and I did that because I started to notice that this was a space. And okay, I'm going to go into this as an example to illustrate what the work we're going to do here to get together today. But use this as a metaphor, okay, for your life and see what this is inspiring in your life, even if it has nothing to do with social media for you. Okay. So I noticed that Instagram was a place in my business. My business is a huge part of my life, right? So my Instagram platform was a place in my business that didn't feel like a fuck yes. It felt like it wasn't really my space. It felt like I was being shy there. I wasn't really being who I really am. I was holding back. I was tiptoeing around what I really want to say and who I really am. And wherever we're doing that in our lives is going to be a massive drain. And whatever's draining us is watering down our magnetism. Okay. So this is why it's so important, the topics we're talking about today. And I'm so excited. And I didn't say this yet, but this is the Enter the Vortex Money Masterclass, AKA Burning Shit to the Ground training. There's two names I'm going with here. I couldn't pick and they were competing. So we have got two names today for our masterclass today. So for me, going back to this example, for me, my Instagram felt draining. It felt like, here's this thing that I sort of utilize. I sort of show up for. It's there. And if it's like, if we're not all in energetically on anything that we're holding space for in our lives, it's going to be a drain, right? Like, let's show up with 100% power in every area or get rid of the thing. And it's kind of like a romantic relationship, right? If you're in a committed love relationship and you or your person is not showing up 100%, that is going to be a drain. It's not worth it. Either be all in or be all out. That's the vibe here. And obviously I'm going on like so many different tangents, but this is what I'm going to stand for all of us, is you get to have a life that is curated. You get to have a life that is so pristine in terms of the boundaries and the standards that you hold. And that is something that you have the power to create. And that's something that you get to tap into. It's the way I like to describe this is you're in command. So you're commanding how things get to go for you. So you're claiming what you want, and then you're commanding what gets to happen. And so all of this is going to tie into money today. But I do want you to allow what I'm saying to inspire you in every area in your life that needs an upgrade, that hasn't felt fully energizing, that hasn't felt fully satisfying or worth it. Not everything is always going to be easy, right? This is life, but it gets to be satisfying. You know, it gets to be worth it. It gets to feel worth it. Every single area. Getting back to this metaphor, this like example for me, that is a metaphor for all of us. So in my Instagram, I was like, you know, really prioritizing how I want to spend my time every day and how I want to show up for you guys. And so shout out to everyone here. I love you all so much. And you guys are my core, incredible community members that my whole business is here for you. Like all of my work is here to serve you. And so I just, you know, on this same note, on the same train of thought, I want to acknowledge those of you who are here live and watching the replay. I have an amazing community. It's a small community, but it is a powerful, amazing community of women that are here on purpose and that I'm here to support. And that is you. And for anyone who's new to my space, I know I'm very all over the place, but I know it's all going to connect today. If you're new to this space, if you're new to me, say hi in the chat. If this is the first ever masterclass you're attending of mine, I really want to extend a really warm welcome to you. But I'm Chelsea Rose, and I am a love and success coach for driven women. And I support you all in manifesting your dream love relationship and your dream life. So that's just put a little beautiful bow on top of that. It's nice and concise for us. That's who I am. That's what we're here for. So I was coming home to over the last couple of weeks to just how I want to show up for you guys. And what's the most powerful way to, oh, thank you, Torin. That's so sweet. She said lighthouse with a heart in the chat. That's so sweet. We all get to be lighthouses. I love that metaphor and that word. So I've been coming home to, okay, you guys are my community. How do I want to show up powerfully for you? It's mostly my email list that I connect with you guys most frequently on, and, you know, give you guys these like free trainings, all this stuff. And then there's Instagram, you know? And so as I was just really honing in on like, how do I want to best support you guys? I got to take inventory of all of my platforms and like all of my, all the different branches of my business, right? And so long story short, I was noticing that I wasn't in my power on Instagram. It's like, if I'm going to keep that platform, if I'm going to keep this thing in my life, it gets to be my rules, right? It gets to be up to my standards, right? Do we feel this? Send me a one in the chat if you're resonating with this. If this thing is going to stay in my life, it gets to play by my rules. It gets to meet my requirements. It gets to meet my standards. Otherwise, it gets to be reworked or it gets to be released. These are the options, right? These are the options. And I told you guys that this masterclass is going to be about the queen archetype. Hi, Sunita. Hi, my love. So good to see you and have you here. I told you guys that this is going to be about the queen archetype. This is an archetype that we use a lot. And I like to describe a lot in my work, whether I'm supporting you with your relationship with money, success, or your romantic life, right? Your love life. The queen archetype is where it's at. The queen doesn't have time or energy for anything that doesn't meet her requirements. And really what this is about is your self-worth, right? This is really a call to raise your self-worth, which is a choice. So something that you have to choose. And Sunita says, so happy to be here. Yay, I'm so happy you're here. Raising your self-worth is something that only you can do. And I'm just here to be your cheerleader and to like lift you up and fan your flames. But you have to anoint yourself or bless yourself or give yourself permission to treat yourself better, to have higher standards, to have better and stronger, more aligned boundaries. So getting back to my story with Instagram, there were so many people following me who I've never spoken to, you know, who they don't even necessarily use Instagram anymore, but they're still there taking up space. And what's interesting about Instagram is if you follow someone and you don't engage with their stuff, that literally affects that account's reach, because Instagram, the algorithm is like, oh, this person's stuff is not like resonating, or this person, I don't imagine that Instagram algorithms are using the word resonating, but like, oh, this person, you know, their stuff is not doing well. So we're not going to like boost it in the search section or in the discovery section, whatever that section is called, where you like find new people to follow. So it's literally dead weight. It was literally dead weight on this profile, on this page, right? And so I went in and I manually removed all these people who I knew never see my stuff, never engage with my stuff. They're not there on purpose. They're not my ideal clients. They're not the women I'm here to serve. They're not the people who are going to show up to a free masterclass and like engage and like utilize all the energy I'm pouring into this business, right? So I removed them. And that was such a, I feel like that was such a bold move. And I cannot believe I waited so long, because it was for like 5+ years I was tolerating, and this wasn't super conscious, right? But finally it became super conscious recently. And so I did something about it. But for 5+ years, I had been showing up on this platform, not fully being myself, not fully claiming that space, and therefore allowing myself to be drained by this thing. And the funny part about this is like, I was fully choosing it. I know not everything in our lives are always that black and white of like, oh, I'm fully choosing this. I know that there are circumstances and things that happen in life that don't feel like we have full choice over. And I acknowledge that if there's anything in your lives where it's feeling like not as easy to cut it out, right? But I promise that there's most likely a way that you can still raise your standards in that area and command better for yourself, right? So what I did was I removed all these followers, and now this space, I've curated it for myself. So now when I go into the app, all I see and feel is you guys, the real community members, like the people I'm here for. So it has been like this massive weight off of my shoulders, and I've never felt so energized and so free and just like, oh yes, everything is where it's meant to be. And now my energy can flow freely and I can give and receive with so much more ease in the area of my business. So I want to apply this to you, and I keep drawing it back to you guys, but I really want to bring it into your life right now, this message. And then I'll read comments in a minute, which I'm really excited about. And welcome everyone joining. Yay, everyone who's here live. Welcome. Say hi to me in the chat once you pop on. Let me know who's here. I want to bring this back to you guys and ask you, what is ready to be burnt to the ground in your life? Like for me, it was my Instagram. I've had this Instagram account that I'm talking about for 10 years. It's the same account I've always had, which is kind of silly and funny. And I could have started a new one, but instead I just revived this existing one and I basically brought new energy to it. So it feels brand new. But after 10 years of evolving and changing, right? Hi, Kelly. Welcome. Yay. I decided to essentially burn it to the ground to invite the energy that I'm really actually available for. So metaphorically, what are you being asked to burn to the ground, and especially in regards to money in your life, right? That's why we're here. That's why this is the Enter the Vortex, which to me, the vortex is like this magical space where you can create quickly and things can change quickly for you. Like that is what just happened for me with my Instagram. It went from a place that felt like a total drain and like, God, I feel like I have to do this. Like, ugh. Like, where are all my people? It just felt like this foreign land that I was just putting up with and tolerating and letting siphon my energy all the time. To now, it's my place. It's my party. It's like Instagram is my bitch. I don't usually talk like that, but it's powerful to find the words and the phrases that trigger this energy of claiming and commanding your space. This is a part of the queen archetype. This is a part of your feminine power. It's accessing your ability to grid your space, like decide what the parameters are, decide what the boundaries are, decide what the rules are. Every single woman here gets to have that energy in her love life, in her career, in her relationship with money, in her relationships in general, family, friends, in her living space. We're talking about having high standards. And not even just high standards, but standards that are genuinely in alignment with who you are and your heart and your desires. Send me a one in the chat if this is resonating. Welcome, Laura. Yes, I'm seeing the one, and I saw the one with the exclamation point. Hi, Lori. Letting go of all relationships that are not honoring my growth. Yes, amazing. Hi, Coffee. Oh, I'm so happy you're here. Wow, I'm seeing the ones. You guys are so awesome. I love that this is resonating. You're in the right place. If anyone's tuning into this for the first time with me, if you've never been on a live training before, a live masterclass, please let me know so I can just send you a really warm welcome. Yay, I love that this is resonating. It resonates with me so deeply too. And so yeah, I want to hear from you guys in the chat. What are you being called to burn to the ground? And when I say burn to the ground, I mean rearrange, right? Or remove from your life. So either we're rearranging it or we're removing it from your life. And this is the Aries energy. Like this is that fire energy with the equinox. We moved into the sign of Aries. And I'm no astrologer. I'm no expert. But like I've been saying for many, many years, I deeply, deeply feel the energies. And so I kind of just intuit it. And so this is what the whole planet and the cosmos are supporting us in doing right now. Like utilize the energy and claim it right now. Okay. So Raquel, okay. She says, what she's burning to the ground is that she's not in control of her money, that she doesn't have a good life because of the females in her family before. Sorry, I'm going to read it to myself and then I'll read it out loud. Okay. Gotcha. Wow. Okay. So Raquel is saying that she's letting go of this experience of not having control of her money and the idea that she can't have a good life because all the women in her family struggled in their love lives and in their finances. And she feels like this is so huge and she's so over it. I'm so proud of you. We pulled on that thread and you pulled on the thread and found out that none of it is yours. That's powerful. So I love that in your declaration, you're already disassociating with it. And in one of my recent masterclasses, you might've been there, Raquel. I did a bunch of live trainings over the last 2 weeks for you guys. Shout out to everyone who's been like following along. It's been so fun, but I had everyone declare what they're done experiencing in their finances, what they're done experiencing in their relationship with money. And then after that, they put, and this is not mine. And this is not mine. So feel free to declare that right now, Raquel, in the chat and just say, this is not mine. I release this now with love and light. This is not mine. And sometimes we do this thing as empaths and as like sensitive women where we feel like it's a sign, it's showing loyalty to our family and to our lineage by maintaining the same suffering that they had. Does anyone relate to that? I know I did. As I healed my relationship with money and claimed my desire for more and more, I bumped up against, like, I had this conscious realization that I felt resistance to making more money than other people in my family or relatives that are older than me. It was a very real thing I had to witness, acknowledge, and release. And so anyone who relates to that, take that and apply it. Donna says she's burning to the ground, time invested with people who drain my power. Yes, 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 yes. supporting that. Rebecca says limiting beliefs and building my confidence on external validation. Oh, yes, letting that go. Raquel says in all caps, this is not mine. Yes. Sunita says burning unavailable emotionally, burning to the ground, unavailable men, emotionally unavailable men, and stepping into my heart and my self-worth. Yes. Sunita, I'm here for this. Yes, Laura says burning to the ground, the belief that I can only earn money from a corporate job and that I can't generate or don't know how to generate multiple sources of income without depending on this. I release this now with love and light. This is not mine.
That's so exciting.
Laura, are you my Laura from Ravishing Love? I have a pretty strong feeling that it's you. Yay, Laura. Okay, she is. Amazing. I love that. And notice how you feel. Like, I can just feel your power coming back, Laura, specifically when I tune into your energy. And I know Laura really well because she's an existing client already. So for everyone here, feel what it feels like. Talia's here. Hi, love. Like, really pay attention to how good it feels when you acknowledge this bullshit and you declare that it's time to burn it to the ground. And you're calling your power back and no longer associating with it, with this whole concept of like, this is not mine. Notice how it feels in your body. Everyone do a body scan right now. Some of you might be still feeling the resistance of the thing that you want to burn to the ground. That's okay. But as you declare it in the chat to us, and as you write, and this is not mine, I want you to pay attention to your energy field. Pay attention to your body and the sensations you're feeling, because this is an anchor point for the future, right? So you can notice what it feels like when you're not doing this and when you are doing this, right? You can notice and pay attention to when you're believing the bullshit and you're siphoning your power versus when you're in command of your space. And, you know, there's a time and place where it's helpful to talk about masculine and feminine energies. I just want to call this out right here, that if there's anyone who's in resistance to doing this because they're afraid this means they're super masculine or something, we get to let that go. This is the queen archetype, and it's you simply having high standards. This is what allows you to attract a man who's going to treat you like a queen. So if anyone has this thought in their mind of like, oh God, this sounds like intense or dominant, it is, but it is also the same energy that attracts a really incredible man who's going to respect you. Snaps to that. Send a one in the chat if you relate to that. Lucy says, rearranging, only working with new clients I know are energetically aligned and deeply committed to their growth and expansion. I am so happy for you that you're claiming that. Think about how much more energy you're going to have. And what she's burning to the ground is that it's not possible to generate more money outside of my therapy practice. To the ground. And I know that you guys are all here specifically to heal your relationship with money. Like, claim what you're burning to the ground right now, because a huge part of what we're doing today and what we're going to do inside the Magic Money Bootcamp, which starts next week, it's a 3-day experience with me online. A huge part of what we're going to do is identify where we're getting hooked, right? So getting hooked would be Lucy believing that the only way she can make money is through her current therapy practice. Getting hooked is Laura thinking she can only make money through her corporate job when they have a desire for more, right? So everyone here has a desire for more money. Well, there's places, very likely there's places you're getting hooked. And that means you're draining your power and your energy is going to some outside foreign. It's like going to a foreign place. And the foreign place is a limiting belief. That's not actually true. The foreign place, it's like a foreign object getting into the field and blocking the flow of more money from being able to come in. I like to try to create these visuals. That one was a little wonky, but in one of my recent trainings, there was like a flowing river. There was a waterfall. Is anyone here for that one? I try to come up with visuals to explain, to describe what I see and sense and know that happens on an energetic plane. First, all of this stuff happens energetically first, and then your circumstances start to change and you're guided to the clarity of like, oh, wow, this is a way that I can give my skills and like provide a service or provide value for money outside of my current streams, right, of income. Like the ideas and the resources and the opportunities, they all start to come to you. And then you take these inspired action steps. All of that flows when you get out of the, out of your own way, right? By doing the work we're doing right now in claiming how things get to go for you and deciding what gets to be burnt to the ground, whether it's a situation, a limiting belief, a dynamic. Okay, so I wanted to just make connect those dots for us. Laura says 1-on-1. Sunita says, I love this. Rebecca says 1. Lucy says 1. Yes, I think you guys are saying 1 to the thing about, yeah, like this level of queen archetype energy is what really attracts your king. Yes. So that's why I'm just giving myself full permission to publicly own that I support women in all these different areas of life. I always have since the beginning of my coaching business, but sometimes I've put myself in a box. Again, hooking my power, right? Accidentally hooking onto these like effed up limiting beliefs that I can't, that people will get confused if I share that I support women in multiple areas of life. But I do, because this work just naturally translates to multiple areas, right? So as you're burning shit to the ground in your career and in your relationship to money, you're simultaneously raising your standards in your love life. Like they just go hand in hand. You can't step into high standards, high self-worth, queen archetypal energy in one area with for very long without it spilling into every area of life. Oh, I'm going to read this out loud. I love it. Torin commented. Burning down the karmic scarcity patterns, self-muting tendencies, and masculine struggling modes. Ooh, I release it with much love and light. It is not mine. So take this opportunity now to scan every area of your life and throw it in the chat. What else needs to burn? What else gets to go? What else gets to go? And for everyone here who genuinely desires to receive more money and they're genuinely ready to get out of the way to allow that to happen, and they're ready to like be curious and open-minded to how that can happen, then I want you to go even deeper on the money topic. Like, what are you no longer willing to tolerate in your relationship with money, in your experience with money? Put it in the chat. I'm getting so fired up. I'm going to take my jacket off. This is what happens. This is what happens. Okay. Oh, I love that, Raquel. She says, I don't have to be perfect to receive the love and money I desire. Yes. Donna says, worry and stress. Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. I know for me, the worry and the stress has been a huge motivator to like transform my experience with money. And I told my whole money healing journey story in a recent live with you guys. And it's my recent podcast episode called, I think it's called Receiving Like a Queen, Receiving Money Like a Queen, something like that. Lucy says, burning to the ground the belief that I'm not good with math, so therefore I won't ever figure out how to control my finances. Oh my God, I had that one too. I relate so hardcore to all of you. Laura says, the idea that I need a degree to make a lot of money. I relate to that too. I'm not using my degree, in case we don't know that. So I side note, if you do want to hear the full story, that episode is really powerful. And I went so deep into everything that I've had to transform over the last 8 to 10 years to have this thriving, abundant relationship with money as an entrepreneur, as a coach, online coaching business. Sorry, my nose is itching for everyone who's watching me right now. I might end up putting this on my podcast too, but we'll see. So you won't see me itching my nose if you're listening to this at a later time there. But let me get back to the comment that made me have this idea. Okay, the worry and stress one. There were so many different motivating factors for me over the years that had me reaching for more money. And you guys have heard me say this if you've been in my world a while, that I believe that your desire for more money is sacred. As a queen, which you guys are all, in your essence, you are queens. Your desires are callings. The desire you have for more money, your specific desire in your financial life right now, everyone has a unique desire, and it's, I want you to know that it's sacred, and you get to relate to it as a calling, not just a frivolous desire, not just a fantasy daydream distraction. Oh, well, wouldn't that be nice? No, you get to take your desires seriously. I'm really feeling like this is like, I'm nailing something right here. So I'm going to repeat that. You get to take your desires seriously. What comes up for you when I say that? Are you taking them seriously now? Or is your desire for more money something that you kind of push to the background because you're like, you know, things are good enough. It could be worse. Things are good enough. Yeah, I'm like fatigued and tired all the time, but like, who isn't? The things we tell ourselves to justify staying where we are. It's interesting, isn't it? Well, I'm making more than my mom ever made, so that's good enough. Well, I have food and I'm healthy and I have a house and like I'm comfortable. So I shouldn't want more. It's not worth it. It's not worth my time. Like, who am I to want more? I don't need more. Do we hear ourselves in any of these? Lucy says, that was definitely me a few months ago. And now I'm like, no, I'm reclaiming my desire. Yay. Yay. Sunita says, oh my God, yes, it's a priority. Good. And this is the whole theme of the queen archetype is when you value your desires at this level, right? You prioritize your desires, not just your needs, but your desires. That's a whole other frequency, isn't it? If you're someone who genuinely needs more money, I that's also a beautiful, worthy place to be, to start from, right? And everyone gets to have everything that they need. And I feel for you if you're in that place too. But for a lot of people here, you know, you're listening to this on a device that you own. Like, you're probably more so in the, I have enough, or maybe I have a little bit more than enough. And you're tiptoeing around this desire for abundance. And the way that you're going to be an energetic match for abundance, which is not just enough. It's not just more than enough. It's like overflowing. It's like more than enough, right? That's how I would define abundance. It's living your best life, right? I know that that's what everyone wants here. I don't know why, like my eyes are itching. My nose is itching. Maybe I'm having allergies. Sorry for everyone watching me. Ah, maybe we're moving energy. I know we're moving energy and maybe it's showing up that way for me. So I want to get back to this point. It's a totally different energy when you're tiptoeing around abundance. It's a totally different energy than need. And again, I can relate to needing money at times. I genuinely can relate to that. And again, I told my story in one of my recent in my recent podcast episode. And so we can be motivated by need also. And so if you're in that place, utilize that and like decide that you're worthy of not needing to be in that place, right? You're worthy of having your needs met. You're a queen worthy of having your needs met. And for everyone who's in that place of like, okay, you have everything you need, but you want more, deep down, you want more. Okay. You get to bless yourself, give yourself permission to have more. And so I think this is what I was going to say when I mentioned that phrase of like tiptoeing around abundance. That's what we're doing before we have claimed it and gotten into this place energetically where we are unapologetic about having it. When you're unapologetic about having more than enough, you find the ways to call it in / you attract opportunities. Here's the thing. I'm also practical. I'm very much like about the magic and like manifestations can happen really quickly. And I've seen it in myself. I've seen it in clients. I'm also about the fact that like, I've been beating the drum for 8.5 years to get to where I am. I've consistently been building this business. That's my journey. That's my truth. So I'm not saying that you get to skip 1,000 steps and like, you know, have it all happen overnight. It can happen. You could win the lottery. It happens. I'm saying that it can happen in a relatively short period of time. It doesn't mean it's going to be without your effort, right? But when it's in alignment, the effort is satisfying, right? So you opening up to more money does not have to come at the cost of your alignment. It does not have to come at the cost of your health or your relationships or whatever. So this is another sneaky place where we can hook ourselves and block the flow. If you secretly fear something bad will happen to you, like I'm bad at math and I can't manage it. Like that was mine too. If we're secretly afraid that something bad's going to happen when we have more money, we're not going to be an open receiver. We're not going to be an energetic match for more to come in. So this is why I launched the Love and Success Mastermind, which a ton of women have already joined. But it's also why I've created the bootcamp that I'm going to lead next week. It's a 3-part masterclass series. And we're going to get into the nitty gritty of clearing these limiting beliefs for you, because we all share really similar ones. We all, you know, I'm trying to hit on a bunch today and move the energy as much as I can in this one training today with you guys. But we're taking 3 days together next week. It's March 27th to the 29th. And it's a paid masterclass series, but it's only $97 until Sunday night. And it's live. And we'll get to, you know, you'll get to ask a lot of questions and I'll get to give you direct feedback on these lives. But in order for you to attract more money, you have to identify what your blocks are and dissolve them. Like that's just plain and simple. Then we can get into like the practical piece of, okay, how can you, like I said earlier, like how can you find a unique way to give your skills and charge for it, right? On the side, create a side business, side hustle, whatever. How can you make more money in your existing business? How can you offer even more value at your job and manifest possibly a promotion or ask for a raise? Like the practical stuff is there and it comes next. Right? It comes after you get out of the way. Send me a 2 if that point is landing for you. And I love that we have a great size group here live with us. I'm just looking at everyone who's here. Yay. Okay. Yes, I'm seeing the 2s. Oh my God, Lucy said, an energy healer once told me that when your nose itches, it means you're channeling, LOL. That's hilarious. I've never heard that before, but it's so often on these lives that I'm like itching my nose. That's so funny. Thank you. I received that. That's what she said too, lives specifically. Oh my God, that's amazing, Lucy. That is so funny. It was like really annoying and now it's better. So I'm glad it stopped, but oh my gosh. Yes. 2, 2, 2. So where do you know you've been hooked? Tell me more. So I know you guys have shared a lot of limiting beliefs here already that you're letting go of. And I can feel that these limiting beliefs are loosening their grip on you. That's progress. We want to celebrate the progress, right? Even when it feels like a baby step, even like a 10% loosening of the grip that belief has on you, that the hold that these limiting beliefs have on you, if it loosens just 10%, it's almost like cracking a door open and then a gust of wind like blows it open. So that's how eager the universe is to work with us on healing these limiting beliefs so we can make it happen. So we can make these new ways of receiving money happen. We can call it into our space. We can have the ideas. We can have the clarity. It can come in so many different ways. And that's why I've been saying this a lot over the last couple of weeks of really bringing this topic forth around money, that in these early stages, like the energetic work and the mindset work really does not require us to know how we're going to make more money. We really get to release the analytical mind to do this work first. And then once we are believers in our abundance and we are magnetically like open to the money that we really want, then we can put our mind to work for us, right? But just focusing on the idea, the money-making idea or the changes you need to make and not doing the heart work, right? Not doing the powerful work we're doing now, right? It's going to feel like you're swimming upstream. And that was me and my business for many years. And that's why I kept coming home to, wow, like this inner work is 90% of the battle. Sunita says, I have no control over my money. Wow. How about, does it feel good, Sunita, to say, and this is not mine, and this is no longer mine? That was me for a really long time too. And I looked at that and it was another self-worth thing. So I healed in so many stages. At first it was like, I don't know how. I don't know how to do it. I'm not smart enough to make money. Then it was, I'm not worthy of having more than enough. So all these things I had to clear in stages over the last 8.5 years, 10 years really, but I started the business 8.5 years ago. So yeah, those are the steps. So like the second step to boil it down into stages for me of healing, and then like my income would rise as I healed these layers. So yeah, I'm not smart enough. I don't know how. I can't do it. Right. Then it was, okay, I can do it. I'm making a full-time income, but it's not more than enough. It's just barely enough. So then I had to go to, okay, I'm worthy of having more than enough. And then it was, gosh, it feels like I work, you know, I make so much money and I work so hard to make that money, and not so hard, but effort, right? I put a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of love into what I do. And it doesn't feel like I'm keeping very much for myself. It feels like I'm living a beautiful lifestyle, but it doesn't feel like I'm in control of where it's going. It doesn't feel like I'm telling it what to do. It doesn't feel like I make money and my, you know, resources expand or like my wealth increases. So this has been a more recent, this has been like the stage I've been in the last few years is, and even more recently, it's gone to another level of refinement, but it's like, okay, I have a very, very comfortable lifestyle, but I'm ready to no longer have a low level underlying stress. I'm ready to keep a lot more of what I make, keep it and grow it. That's what my nervous system. So our standards increase over time too, naturally. It's a part of the queen archetype. Your standards are probably always going to be increasing, and that's not bad. It's just you being a human being, and we're creative by nature and we're always expanding. Literally the universe is always expanding and we are the universe. So let's not judge ourselves here. So I had this new standard come up a lot over the last couple of years of like, my nervous system is not willing to tolerate not having a certain amount in our accounts, right? At all times, my nervous system is not willing to tolerate less than XYZ, you know? And for us, that looks like having a lot more in savings. It looks like really starting like consciously studying investing, you know, and those types of things and figuring out, you know, how to get a mortgage when we have two businesses. And, you know, there's like lots of things now that I have the energy to put towards because I got unapologetic about the desire, right? I got to a point where I was no longer willing to tolerate less. And that's where I access like, oh, wow. Like, you know, I'm not super analytical. I'm not super into detail-oriented things, but I can learn about investing, right? Like it's just when your desire is strong enough, you can really do anything. When your desire, here's the two pieces. When your desire is strong enough and you genuinely are willing to receive that desire, that power is enough to learn anything, source anything, manifest anything, create anything. It might take time. Who cares? Like I even got to this point recently, that's been such a breath of fresh air of claiming the super, super long-term vision for success in my life and with Greg. And I'm so committed to it. I'm so certain about it that I really don't care how long it takes to get there. How does that feel? How would you feel? How would it feel if you had that level of faith and commitment and devotion and trust and patience? So I'm speaking to a really high level here. I feel like I don't think I would resonate with this years ago, what I'm saying. And so parts of what I'm saying today might resonate, parts might not. Trust where you are is divine, right? Trust where you are in your journey is divinely timed. But I'm, you know, before I was where I am right now, and I'm everything I'm talking about that resonates right now, you know, didn't always resonate, but I consumed content like this for 10 years. I put myself in spaces where women were speaking like this to me when I was like, my account was getting overdrafted and like, I didn't know where my next client was coming from. And I was a freaking hot mess at times, you know, and Greg was working two jobs to support us. Like that's a little snapshot for you. where we started. This is like 2015, 2016. I put myself in environments with people who were doing what I wanted to do and people who were embodying what I wanted when I felt like a fish out of water. And I did not see myself as that yet, but I wanted to. So wherever you are is a sacred part of your journey. And again, your desire is a calling. So bravo for listening to the calling and putting yourself here, putting yourself in an environment like this. Like, let's take a deep breath into that. 10 years of deliberately healing my self-worth and healing my mindset around money. In crafting my dream life. 10 years deliberately, like it has been a number one focus in my life, to be totally transparent. And a lot of what I've transformed here has also supported me in my marriage and in my love life. And these topics beautifully overlap, you know, our love lives and receiving in love and like being a stand for what we want in that area. It's all about our self-worth, you know. It's all about your willingness to have it. It's all about making yourself available for it, right? So this has been a huge calling for me. And I also shared about this in my last, you know, episode, and some of you guys are here, my last podcast episode. But to me, another layer of this concept of like your desires are a calling is that like, what your desire for more money is going to bring you is so much more than money, right? So I've said the obvious many times already, and that's your self-worth. But self-trust, like to be able to direct your money, be in total command of where every single effing dollar goes, like that level of self-trust is sexy. That's a quality that is going to support you in many, many areas of your life. So I like to go a layer deeper and be like, you know, yes, I get to have all the money that I desire because I know it's good for me. It's good for my family. It's good for the world. So that's a belief you get to create too. So like the desire, the obvious desire for more money in the sense of what it's going to provide, like the obvious practical things that it does when we have more money, embracing that and honoring that and seeing those things as sacred and worthy and seeing it like that's enough for this to be a worthy desire, right? You're enough. That's enough. But then I also really love to highlight and celebrate that we come here to grow. We come here to expand. We come here to reclaim lost parts of ourselves. For me, I had the belief that I was stupid too. No one said that word, but I did have this belief that like, I didn't think that thought, but as I've done this healing work around money, I found it. It was in there. This belief that I'm just not intelligent. It's like so untrue, like, right? It's so untrue for me. And it's so untrue for you. If you relate to that, the whole like not good at math thing. So untrue. So untrue. think of all the super creative people who are successful in the world. You know, not to say that those people don't identify as being good at math. Some of them probably do, but we can put that belief in the toilet, flush it down and never look back. Like, flush that toilet. I flush that idea, that thought down the toilet. To me, this journey is so meaningful when we look at that. When we look at what's the deeper thing my soul is guiding me to heal, is guiding me to reclaim, money just being the face of it, money being like the surface level thing that it's manifesting through. And I called it the muse in the last live that I did that I put on the podcast. Money is the muse. What's the deeper why? And for me, it was around my self-worth. It was around my self-trust. Sunita says self-worth. I love that. Rebecca says, I'm not that patient, but such a good space to be in. Yeah, we get to embrace the long game, just like in love. If you knew you were going to meet your soulmate and have your dream marriage and dream life together, do you really care when it happens? Obviously, sooner is always better. But if you knew, if God came down from the sky and said, you're going to have it, relax, trust, would you be like, but is it going to happen by 2025? Am I going to be a best-selling author by 2025? Like, I want to achieve that. At this point, I don't care when it happens, because this is why. Because, okay, I really hope that I get this out because it's good for us. Because what I want so much more than hitting that final destination is to be the woman who has that. And that's a state of being I can access right now. Right? That's a state of being that I have access to right now. So I don't have, it doesn't feel like I'm sacrificing anything by waiting, because I'm being it now. I'm showing up for that desire every single day. And I go to bed at night knowing, like feeling this peace about, I did it. I showed up in alignment with my desires. So same thing for love, right? If you're single and you're wanting your dream love relationship, if you're being the woman who you want to be in that relationship, and you're showing up that way as you date, that's enough. It's enough. And you can be you, and you're gifting yourself all those things you want to feel, right? Lucy says, wow, total freedom and power. You're not just like sitting around waiting. You're commanding your own experience. So it doesn't matter when my book comes out, and it doesn't matter when you get proposed to, like it doesn't matter, because you are good with you, you know, like you're in integrity with what you're committed to. That is what feels so good, right? We went into places I was not planning or expecting, but I feel like it was perfect so far. What is your biggest takeaway right now from what I'm saying? Tell me in the chat. It is total freedom. It is total freedom, and I'm here for it. Hi, Taylor. Welcome. Hi, Linnea. Welcome. Rebecca, which part was super powerful for you? Lucy says, what I want so much more is to be the woman that has that. Yeah, and that was kind of my realization around the whole like burning my Instagram to the ground thing. It all went behind that, you know. The only reason I was keeping those 3,000 followers there was the whole vanity metrics thing. Like, truly, it was like, oh God, like someone's going to come to my page and only see 1,000 followers and not take me seriously. What? That was not the only reason. That was part of it, right? It's like, who effing cares? That's not it. Okay, I love these comments coming through. Linnea says, hi, love you, yay. Biggest takeaway so far, my issues with money are masking and pointing to a deeper issue, which is your self-worth. beautiful clarity, Linnea, and I'm holding that with so much sacredness and for everyone here, because that is what I have found across the board is almost always the underlying thing for most women who come here, come to this space and work with me. Rebecca says, already living it and knowing that it will happen. Yes. That's the vibe. Taylor says, owning the full range of my desires and that all of me gets to have it, not just the pretty, magical, fantastical part, but all of me. Ooh, I love that. Yeah, there it feels like you've taken it from kind of a fantasy place and sort of like disassociating with the desire in that way, and you've brought it way more deep into you and integrated it in a practical, embodied way. That's what it feels like. I don't know if that's exactly what you were expressing, but I'm picking that up. She says, yes. Yeah, because it's safe. If we put what we want in this like far out there fantasy place, we're not doing this last part that I've been talking about of like, take it out of the ether, bring it into your body and be that person right now. And wait, right? Like peacefully wait, because you're showing up 100% every single day. So you're not really waiting, you're actively creating. Talia says, how do you strike the balance between stepping into the immensely abundant multimillionaire version, future version of myself, while remaining in integrity with all the spending and generosity that the version of myself requires, that version of myself requires, i.e. making sure that all current spending is in alignment with present self too. Does that make sense? Yeah, that's a beautiful practical question. So I feel like that's so in alignment with what I'm saying. So I think for a long time, I got really in my head about this too. And I finally feel like I've cracked the code. So everyone here has their vision for where they want to be financially. And I love how Talia shared hers. Tell me, everyone here, tell me what's your ultimate vision for yourself financially? Put it in one sentence. So we all have our dream vision, and then we have our current reality. So the goal is to treat your money right now with the same level of care and integrity and discernment as you're going to be treating it when you have millions and millions and millions of dollars. So someone, let's go here for a second, right? Someone who's making millions of dollars or who has millions of dollars in assets, like you bet your bottom they're taking good care of their money. You bet your bottom they're in full command of their money. Otherwise, they're going to lose it. Otherwise, they're going to be stressed all the time. Otherwise, they're not going to feel very calm when they go to sleep at night. So you guys don't just want millions of dollars. You want peace. You want stability. You want self-trust. You want calm nervous system. How sexy is that? That's my North Node at this point in my life. And especially as we think about starting a family, and like Greg and I are just so entrepreneurial, and I love that. And it's making my standards go way higher of like, I want to save and invest half of what I make. That's a ballsy desire. Very, very, very few people live like that. And I'm going to do that before I'm making millions of dollars. Like that's my goal. So I know we're all in different places, and I want you guys to bring it to how this applies to you right now. But so with that desire, revealing that desire to myself of like, I want to be in this place where I, you know, my fixed expenses every month are very small compared to what I on average bring in every month, right? What we on average create every month with our income. I want our fixed expenses to get so as low as possible while being as comfortable as possible. Like I'm balancing out all my desires, right? And so I've spent this whole year so far, this has been like a very, very top of priority goal. So I'm going in and looking at every single recurring payment that I have, like bill, right? So fixed expenses and like bills that come out every single month. And I'm like, do I really need this one? Do I really need this one? Like, is this worth it to my nervous system to pay for this? Yes or no? And I've been getting rid of a lot of stuff. I think I got rid of like three or four recurring monthly payments that I've had for a really long time for things that were not a fuck yes. And if it's not a fuck yes, it gets to go. It truly gets to go. And all of that was coming from noticing what my standards are now. And our standards grow. They rise and they change over time. So getting back to Talia's point, she says, so good, thank you. Okay, cool. I'm glad that it sounds like I answered it. So when we see our ultimate vision self, the goal is to start behaving like her now, treating our money like we're going to treat it then. Treat our money like that, with that level of care and integrity now. And that's how you be her now, right? Like, I think I'm going to end up selling my car and driving Greg's truck for a while, and then probably getting a BMW. That's another story for another time. But like, I never in a million years would have thought of like selling my car and like sharing a car for a few months, but I think we might do that. Long story, my car is a great car, but it's not super comfortable and I'm just kind of over it. And I think I might have like a window of time where I'm using his car and he's using his work vehicle instead. So like little things like that, where, you know, that came from not a headspace. It came from, this is my vision and this is what makes sense, you know, not just like, oh, I'm thinking about ways I can save money. It was like, came from vision, and then the details sort of sorted themselves out, you know? And the BMW thing is like, I have certain goals in my business. And once I hit a certain goal, I'm thinking I'm going to just lease a really nice luxury vehicle. We'll see. So it's like, that's, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do money. It's about your values, you know, and it's like, respect the queen's nervous system. What does your nervous system require? What does your heart require and desire? Like making your desires requirements. How does this feel, you guys? And it's funny that I just shared with you my plan on the car thing. I've talked to Talia about my car visions. Making moves. Donna says, freedom to have lots of time for music. Yes, I know you're a musician. Continue living in a more and more beautiful home, time and energy to give back. Yes. And it's like, when we're so committed to the vision, I don't mind, again, it taking a little bit more time. Like, we might find out that it makes more sense to wait on buying a house until other things come into place. Like, I'm so flexible because I'm so committed to where we're going. Like, I used to be so impatient, and it was coming from scarcity for sure. And just like anxiety and a lack of trust in myself and a lack of trust in my desires. And I used to be like, oh my God, what are people going to think if I like don't own a house by the time we have a baby or this, it's like, okay, get rid of all the noise and focus on you and what your standards are and what you want. You know, this is what's so important. She says, so excited for this plan. I love it. Inspiring. Yay. Yes. So what are the changes you guys are ready to make? Tell me in the chat. Like, I am in command of every dollar that comes in. Like, this is an example. I am a good stewardess of my money. My money supports me and works for me. So like I said, Instagram is my bitch. What I mean by that is I claimed that space. It's my space. If it doesn't meet my standards, I'm not having it. So I'm changing it until it meets my standards. So money gets to be the same. You get to be in command of money. Money's not, what's the word I'm looking for? Money's not directing you. You're directing it. And you do that by tapping into, I'm just like all tangled here. Sorry, I keep messing with it. My necklace and my hair. Oh, Talia says, I am a responsible stewardess of my money. I am in full command of every dollar that I make. Yes. Taylor says, my money loves me and needs me in order to make the change in the world I believe in. I love that. Yes. So another way to say that is like, I feel like there's another level of that, Taylor, that we get to like own even deeper. Money, what does money loves me mean to you? I receive X amount of dollars and I make the change in the world that I believe in. I feel like that would be a level, an even deeper level of owning it. If you want to say it again, Taylor, in another way, I make a massive amount of money or X amount of dollars and I make the change in the world that I believe in. like just own it even deeper. What else, you guys? Claim it. Claim it. I make millions of dollars and I make the change in the world I believe in. Does everyone feel that? Taylor, do you feel the difference in the two statements? One was kind of like tiptoeing around claiming it. And the second one was like bold claiming it. She says, yes. I want everyone here who's able to type. So you're not driving and whatever. You're not at work, whatever. Type in the chat what you're claiming around your relationship with money now. Right? Claim it. The time has completely flown by today. That's amazing. Definitely was channeling. Claim it. And all of you guys are still here. I adore you all so much. Donna is claiming abundance and freedom. Yes. I love that. I see that for you. So many of you here are already inside the Love and Success Mastermind, and I cannot wait to support you. We start April 4th, and everyone in the mastermind gets access to the Money Magic Bootcamp, which is 3 live masterclasses with me next week. So if you're in the mastermind, you already have access to my Money Magic Bootcamp. But you can join either one if you're not already in. So you can join just the bootcamp, which is $97, or 3 payments of $33. I'm like, how can I make this even easier for you guys to get in? And I'm going to talk about what we're covering in just a minute inside the Money Magic Bootcamp. But I like to use the word bootcamp because I want us to like kick ourselves in the ass a little bit. I want to like really, really change things with you and have these 3 days. This is what I've said in the promotion of it so far. And it's true that in these 3 days together inside the Money Magic Bootcamp, it has the power to change the rest of your life. It has the power to change the rest of your life. So today was a lot of like teasers of what we're going to do together. It was a lot of inspiration, a lot of like, let's hone in on what the problems are and get unwilling to settle for that. Right? Yes. I'll tell you all the details in just a second. Like I wanted to inspire you today. I wanted to shake the energy up. I wanted you to claim what you want today. I wanted you to like, again, become really clear about what you're no longer willing to tolerate in your relationship with money and in all the other areas we talked about. And then in the Money Magic Bootcamp, we're doing the actual work I do with clients. Like I'm guiding you through step-by-step how to transform your limiting beliefs. We're going to identify your limiting beliefs and transform your limiting beliefs. We're going to anchor you into the frequency of receiving. So you're either open to receiving more money or you're not. You're either fully available for it or you're not. So we're going to do the energetic work together, deep dive on opening up to receiving. And then we're going to talk about the practical ways that you get to make more money in your life and support you guys in identifying that and making moves on that. And so I'll talk more in a second, but I really want to read everyone's beautiful comments, but that's what the Money Magic Bootcamp is about. And like I said, if you're in the Love and Success Mastermind, you get free access to it. And it's only $97. It's 3 live masterclasses with me. The masterclasses will probably be over an hour, but I'm promising 60 minutes, but I really want there to be lots of time for Q&A at the end. So the masterclasses will be 60 minutes each, Monday through Wednesday next week. So March 27th to March 29th at 12 p.m. Pacific. They'll be recorded for you with lifetime access, but I hope you can join us live at least for part of it. But they will be recorded. So no worries if you can't join us live, it's okay. But there'll be 60 minutes of me guiding you through like workshop style. So you're going to be like actively engaging and moving the energy and doing the work with me. And so that's going to be so fun and so powerful. And breaking through all of the barriers you have to accessing more money into the field, bringing it in, making it, calling it in, and finding like the easiest low-hanging fruit opportunities around you right now to make more money and receive more money. And we're also going to be spending time on clearing your energy leaks around your managing of your money. So I feel like that really resonated with everyone here today. We're going to spend day 3 will be a lot of that. So, okay, I'm going to read these comments down. And I'll put the link to join the Money Magic Bootcamp in the chat or below this, if this is on my podcast that you're listening. Laura says, money is magnetized to me. I have all the abundance in the world to do and have whatever I desire. I'm financially set for life. Yes. Oh, I love that. Taylor says, I claim ease, peace, vitality, and abundance. Yes. Lucy says, I am an amazing commander of my money. Oh, I love that. And it supports me deeply in my vision of what I desire to experience in this lifetime. It gives me the ability to give back in a huge way. Oh my God, I believe you. I believe you when you say that. So powerful. I feel that alignment. Rebecca says, do you already have specific times for the masterclasses so that I can block it in my calendar? Yes. Did you already join, Rebecca, by the way? Here's the link to join the Money Magic Bootcamp. You can pay $97 in full. The price will go up to $497 on Sunday, March 26th. So definitely go save your spot while it's like a fifth of the price. And there's a weekly payment plan option of $33 a week for 3 weeks. She says, yes, I already joined. Yay, I'm so glad to have you. Amazing. I can't wait to support you in there. Linnea says, I am a conscious stewardess of the money that flows to me. And I direct it in ways that make me feel safe, supported, and abundant. I'm available for financial ease. Oh my God, I'm so happy to hear that. I really feel that for you. And Linnea is already inside the bootcamp. So yes, we're setting the stage right now. And then we'll go so deep into creating that vision together. Sunita says, I am in command of my money and money supports all my desires. I love that. Yes. Let me take a quick sip of water because my throat is so dry today. And then I'll keep reading. These are so powerful. Let me like spill a little and we're good. Raquel says, money is drawn to me like a magnet. I'm fully in command of where and how every cent is used. I am worthy of receiving and keeping everything I want. I'm so proud, you guys. I'm so proud. And for everyone who's still here, what's one tangible shift or change you're going to make? What is one tangible shift or change you're going to make? I'm giving you like little previews into what we're going to do together in the Money Magic Bootcamp. Like I said, it's going to be like a little bit of a kick to the ass, but in a really good way, like end the energy leaks, like do the work of looking at every single automatic payment, recurring payment that comes out of your accounts every month and like scrutinizing. Is that the word? like, do I need this? Do I want this? Is this supporting my long-term vision? Like there's going to be so many tangible, practical, homework assignments that I give you to do in these 3 days that, like I said, from the mindset shifts to the energy shifts, to the practical changes you're going to make, these 3 days have the power. If you use it, these 3 days have the power to change the rest of your life. Like that's my vision for what I want to pour into this. And that's why I gave it as a free bonus for everyone inside the Love and Success Mastermind to kick us off. It's like the perfect pre-work for what we're going to do in the mastermind. If you decide after the bootcamp that you want to join us for the mastermind, you'll be able to apply the $97 towards the balance of the mastermind. So just as a side note, if you've been on the fence about the mastermind, you're like, oh, which one should I join? And it feels easier right now to just join us for the bootcamp, just go ahead and do that. And there'll be an opportunity to apply that to the mastermind if you do decide to join the mastermind after, since the mastermind starts at the beginning of April. Oh my God, Rebecca says, after the previous like live trainings I've done this past week, I created a budget and identified where I can reduce my spending. Now I will work on how to increase my income. You're doing that. This is what I want for you guys. Wow. And that was just from all my free trainings. And I wasn't even like directly prompting you to make those changes, but I did mention them. But that's, you're so on the right path and you're so in this energy. Lucy says, getting to know my finances on a deep level. So I know how to flow. I know how the flow of my money works easily. I reviewed my subscriptions yesterday. Yay. Lucy's inside the mastermind too. You guys are amazing. I shared, was it like a month ago or two? I shared on my Instagram, like I had watched this really inspiring documentary and I had shared like, God, it's such a passion of mine to support women and feeling empowered about their money. It's such a passion of mine because it is an unavoidable, huge part of life. If we don't feel 100% powerful about money, we are just siphoning our energy and our power on a daily basis in so many unnecessary ways. It's ridiculous, right? If you're stressed financially, Like, how is that going to impact your dating life? How is that going to impact your relationship? Because even if your goal is to be with a man who's wildly successful, that's awesome. That's amazing. I want that for you if that's what you're looking for. You still get to be in integrity with money yourself. Like, it's not something we can just outsource to our partner. It does not work that way. It's a partnership, regardless of how much each person's making, regardless of like what those dynamics are in your marriage and your partnership. Like, you get to be a queen who feels worthy of receiving, and you get to be a queen who is in integrity with how she takes care of money. And then you get to bring that into your partnership. And then it gets to just grow from there. Like, when both your energies come together, you create more. But if you're wobbly with money, like if you're insecure, if you don't trust yourself, that you're going to bring that into the relationship, you know, which is also fine. And like, that's what happened with me is Greg and I got together when I was so young and I hadn't done a lot of this healing around money yet. So I got to heal with him. Like, he got to witness me go through this shit and like grow up in a lot of ways of like, you, like, I didn't have those skills going into my marriage. So I, you know, that was messy for us. And he was like, "What? I didn't know that about you." And I'm like, "Sorry. Thankfully you love me unconditionally." I wasn't good at managing money. I was not good at managing money. And I got to work through that with him. And so anyways, that's another part of the story. But regardless of what your vision is for your love life, this is going to be part of your foundation as a couple. So get good with it, you know, and obey your desires now. And it's only going to grow when you're with your person. Like, it's only going to be amplified when you're with your person. By the way, did anyone notice my cute little pinky ring today? I never wear this. It's actually my mom's from when she was a little girl, and it like doesn't really fit any of my fingers perfectly, but I wore it today just because I felt called. It's a little garnet. It's like a gold ring with a garnet, and maybe I'll get it resized, but I wore it for you guys today. So I wanted to show you. Raquel says, so cute. So I would love to have all of you. Oh, Lucy says, I did notice that. I was looking at it and thought it was cute. Thank you. Talia says, beautiful. You guys are so sweet. So if you're not in the mastermind and you haven't joined the bootcamp yet, here's the bootcamp link. And it's going to be so powerful. I'm just going to briefly read to you. I have it on my phone, what we're covering each day, so you have an idea. And like I said, the price goes up on Sunday. So get your booty over there and save your spot. Day one is worthy receiver / feminine money magic. So like I said earlier, you're either open and receptive and like calling money to you on an energetic level, or you're not. You're either open or closed. And often we open and close, or we're just close. And we're only like, this is about like busting through every barrier you have to receiving and really targeting your self-worth and raising that. And like you walking away feeling so good and confident and unapologetic about receiving all the money that you deeply want. Day one is about this, turning on the receiving mode to become a money-making magnet. Step into the unapologetic self-worth, raise your standards, and anchor into the true frequency of receiving, which I've been talking about that a lot over the last couple weeks and several trainings I've done for you. So we're going to spend a whole masterclass on that, about raising your self-worth and identifying in yourself what it's like to be in the receiving mode so that you can stay in it for longer and longer and really master it. And that's the foundation. Like, we can't go any further until that's there. Okay. And then the next piece of the foundation is really day two is about clearing your limiting beliefs. And this is your secret superpower. Okay. So identifying and dissolving any fears that you have, any stories you have that say you can't make more money, that say that it has to be hard, that your circumstances don't allow it, that you're not enough, all the things. We're identifying them, bringing them to light, and dissolving them like poof. And then you tap into your superpower. That's what I meant by superpower. When those are no longer siphoning your power, you are a magnet for the money you want. Okay. So we're calling your power back from this BS so you can get out of the way and more money can flow to you easily, because your limiting beliefs are the culprit that is keeping more money from being able to enter your life. Donna says, I think I'm already signed up. Yes, you are. You're in the mastermind. So you'll get free access to this. I'm so happy to have you, Donna. So day three, actually, I'm going to repeat that last part. Your limiting beliefs are the culprit. They're the culprit. They're the main reason why you're not accessing more money in your life. Your limiting beliefs. You are that powerful. Your mind is that powerful. So that's why day one and day two is really heavy, heavy, heavy inner work. Inner work. Let's get it right, right? Let's get it right. Let's become a magnet. And then day three is all the practical stuff we've been talking about. So I'm calling it the practical money magic day, paving new ways for more money to come in and ending energy leaks in your spending. So hone in on the obvious ways you get to receive more money. And these will come to you after day one and day two. The ideas, everything will start to light up and like all these ideas will come to you. So day three is really about making a plan and implementing and clearing the energy leaks you have around spending and managing your money. You get to walk away feeling sophisticated with how you manage your money and feeling sexy about it. Like it just feels sexy how like in control and in command you are of it and how you're this leader in your life with money. And all of that feels fun. That's the goal, is that it all feels fun. And this makes you such a magnet for more. When you are the safe place for money to land, because you trust yourself and you know what to do with it, right? You feel this sense of peace about where it's going. And that's when you'll receive more, right? So I'm really, really excited about that for everyone here. I know that that's a huge, huge block. Raquel says, I love this. I'm so excited for the bootcamp. Did you sign up? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you. Did you sign up for it? Here's the link again, you guys. I'm going to now. Yay. Yeah, it's $97 right now or three weekly payments of $33. And then that's only for like four more days. If you're listening to this on the podcast, it might only be a couple of days away. So March 26th. Sunday, March 26th, the price goes up to $497. No joke. I know you guys believe me when I say that, but it goes up. And then we start on Monday, March 27th. And they're all recorded and you'll have lifetime access. Okay. That's powerful because the work that I've been talking about these last few weeks with you, the work I'm talking about now and that we're going to do in the bootcamp together is the work that I keep coming back to over and over and over as I continue to expand in my desires and my standards go up and my vision gets bigger. So you get to come back to this many, many, many times. And so that's why the value of this is so high. It's not just going to support you with where you are right now. It's going to support you as you grow. You know, you can keep coming back. And that's why I love giving you guys lifetime access. So that's that. I love you all so much. We have been on for almost an hour and a half. And I'm looking at my email notifications and I saw you guys joining already the bootcamp. Yay. I can't wait to hang out with you guys. I love you all so much. It has been last thought. It has been so fun just consolidating my energy to you amazing women on my email list. And if you just came from Instagram onto my email list, hi, you just joined the best place on the internet. It's been so fun to do these free masterclasses and trainings for you. Like, this is what we're here for. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to spoil the crap out of you and keep fanning your flames and keep inviting you into offers that I have poured my heart and soul into to take it to the next level, to make a lasting difference for you. So I just want to wrap up this masterclass with a deep appreciation for everyone here in this community. You're why I do this work. It's all for you. So whether or not you're going to join the bootcamp, Raquel says, thank you for this class. I love being spoiled. Talia says, I love you. I love you too. Sunita says, so excited for this. Oh, are you going to join, Sunita? I'm so excited to have you. Maybe you did already join. I didn't see who it was on there. Talia says, I love this community. Like that was why I burnt my Instagram to the ground and only kept you guys. Like, it's not about the vanity metrics. It's not about chasing like, I want a million followers. Like, I would love for that to happen. I know there's millions of you guys out there and we will find each other in the perfect divine timing, just to bring us all back to the whole patience conversation and bring us back to the big financial goals, right? So obviously I have goals. I want to impact as many women as possible. Maybe that's 50 million people. Maybe that's 100 million people. I don't know. However many I can, right? But I'm going to treat my existing community with the same level of care and generosity as I will when I have millions of people that I'm supporting. So with everyone here, Lucy says, I see that vision for you. Thank you, love. Sunita says, yes, I joined the bootcamp. Amazing. I'm so happy to have you. You're welcome, Linnea. You guys are amazing. So you get to treat your existing money with the level of care and respect and reverence. Like whatever amount of money you're making, however small it feels compared to where you want to be, you get to treat it like you're a multimillionaire. You get to treat it that way. You know, that is what makes us a magnet for more. It's taking really good care of what we already have. And that was a huge reminder that I got in my business. And that's why I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ham. I'm going to like pour all into my most intimate, engaged community members that want to be here. You've raised your hand. You've done so many of my offerings already, and you're still here, and you open my emails and I write them to you almost every day. And it's like just this beautiful relationship that I'm here to take care of. And I appreciate you all so much. And so I know I said this in one of my recent live trainings, but in case you missed it, oh, Talia says, I see the vision for you. Thank you, love. You guys are amazing. And yeah, just in case you missed it, I wanted to just share like where all of this energy is coming from. Is I had an epiphany around that of my energy was not as focused as it could be. It was too dispersed. I was like trying to spin the YouTube plate and the Instagram plate and the podcast plate. And I'm like, okay, let's focus, focus on my email list, focus on you guys, and all the other things can be added. But this is number one priority. You guys are number one priority. And then if you find me on those other platforms, amazing. That's what it's for, is for you guys to find me there and come into the inner circle here. So that's my rant. That's the last rant of the day. So for now, I love you all so much. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you guys in the boot camp. If you have any questions about it, you can always email me at info@chelsearoses.com. But the details are all on that page too, that I put in the chat or below this, if you're listening to this on my podcast. You're so welcome, Lucy, and I'll see you guys all soon. Bye. Bye-bye.